Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Monday morning, September the 19th, 2022, 11 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Hope everybody survived that rainstorm last night. What a rainstorm that was that came in last night. I don't know, must have been about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, but boy, did it rain and thunder and... I don't know if it lightninged or not, because I did not get out of the bed, but what a storm we had overnight. Hopefully it did not wake you up much earlier than hopefully you already had to be up. I got to tell you something here to kick off the morning this morning. It's kind of funny because my starting the show, especially during the 8 o'clock hour, really is dependent on how long the obituary report is, how long the news report is, and how long the weather report is. And I always hope that I come on about a quarter after, because I think about 45 minutes is a good time for a show. Well, this morning we were having some technical issues before we went on the air, because what happens, this is a little on the inside, but the computer at the station needs to be restarted about once a month just to get refreshed and everything going okay. And when I logged in this morning, about 7:40, I noticed that the computer had the little box pop-up that said the computer needs to be restarted. So obviously it has not been restarted in the last month. So I restarted the computer, and thank goodness we got up before the 8 o'clock obituaries and news and weather and all that. But I got back up. Everything was good. The top of the hour stuff played. And then I closed the thing and started to get ready for the show. I closed the box. And I logged back in about 9 after. I thought, well, I probably got at least 3 minutes left, maybe 4. And the news report was just ending. We went on the air this morning at about 11 after. So I'm not sure if the news report was short or if the obituary report was short, or what was short this morning, but we're coming on a little earlier than we normally do. But that's okay, because we roll with those punches here at the station. Now, I do have to tell you, I have a little bit of anxiety this morning because I still don't know what happened. Last Thursday, I did the show from the home studio, and everything was fine. There were no issues. On Friday morning, I was at the studio on South Prospect, and obviously there were no problems there. Friday night, I did the show with Angie from the home studio. And for whatever reason, we could not take phone calls. Now, Adam called in early in the show on Friday and said he could not hear us at all. Now, Adam's had some problems with the phone before in regard to hearing us, so I thought, well, maybe it's just that same old thing. But then at the end of the show, Sarah was calling in, and she could not hear us either. And I have no idea why that would have been, unless it was a phone issue on Friday night, because I looked at the soundboard, and nothing has been messed with at all. It doesn't get unhooked or changed around or anything like that. So I pray to God this morning that the phones are working. So if somebody wants to call in right now, 740-751-4038, we would love to hear from you, because I would love to make sure that the phones are working and we are running back up and normal as we normally are. You know, I looked at the phone box to make sure that the phone lines were plugged in properly. I looked to make sure that all the connections were being made, and everything was fine. So I really have no idea what was going on Friday night. But if somebody's out there and wants to call in and make sure that you can hear me, so that anybody else who might call in might hear me this morning, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, again, if you can't hear me, then we've got big trouble, because if we happen to have somebody else call in or anything like that, that could be trouble. And we're supposed to have a call-in in the first hour this morning, because if you listen to the show on Friday, I believe it was, Thursday or Friday last week, we've been talking a lot about our friend Abby going to the Post Malone concert. And that was yesterday. And when she called in, it was Thursday, because we had Mary Ellen on Friday. Now, when she called in on Thursday, she said she was getting ready to go to this Post Malone concert, which was in Columbus yesterday, I believe. And she was going to call in Monday morning because she had to be up early because of kids going to school and all that sort of thing. So, hopefully we hear from her in hour number one this morning to get the report from the Post Malone concert, which we have talked about so many times. See, I don't know how many people were at the Post Malone concert. See, that's my contention here this morning. Were there a lot of people there? I don't know. And you know what I really want to know, in all seriousness, no joke, I want to know why Abby likes this guy. Because I've learned that he's like 27 years old, not very old at all, hasn't been performing that long, and really appeals to kind of a teenage group. So I'm curious to know what she really likes about this Post Malone. And I'm interested to know what he drew in Columbus yesterday. You know, usually concerts on a Sunday do not draw a huge crowd, because Sunday's football day. It's a day when people have to go to work the next day. You know, usually Friday and Saturday night are when the big concerts are. So some mornings Abby's out there listening. She's supposed to call in this morning. But, I really don't know, because yesterday, going to a concert, heaven knows how should I say this discreetly? How much fun she had that would impair her from calling into the show this morning. We don't know how much fun that she really had that would impair her, but I guess we'll find out in the next 40 minutes here. 18 minutes past the hour. So hopefully we hear from her. I wrote it down here this morning to mention it, but boy, that rain last night was something. Did anybody think that rain was supposed to come? It was my understanding, because we have the first day of fall, or autumn, however you call it, coming up on Wednesday, that I did not know that we were supposed to have any kind of rainstorm. And why do you think we're getting these rainstorms in the morning? It seems like they don't come in the afternoon. They don't come at night. They come in the morning now, all the time. You know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And from my understanding, it was a pretty good rainstorm. Did anybody check the rain gauge last night and see how much rain we got? I'd be curious to know how much rain came down in that storm, because it sounded like a massive storm. But sometimes storms sound worse than they are. So I don't really know how much rain fell last night, but it sounded bad. The thunder certainly sounded bad. So if anybody's got a rain reading from last night, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. I'd be interested to know how much rain we got in the storm last night. Now, I do have a question for everybody out there. As many of you know who have driven up and down Route 95, the building that once housed White Castle and the building that once housed Popeyes in front of Big Lots is now being redone and painted, and obviously something's going to go in there. Does anybody know what's going to go in that building where Popeyes and White Castle is? And I'll tell you something else I've noticed. Out here by where I live, where Ponderosa and Ryan's used to be, now we saw a lot of movement on this building earlier in the year, and everybody said it was supposed to be sort of an autism clinic. Well, then all signs of life stopped there, and a for sale sign went back up in the yard. Well, now it looks like they're doing work in there again. So I don't know what's coming to that building either. I don't know if it's still the autism center or if they've got something else coming that way. So does anybody have any ideas? And it could just be a rumor at this point. You don't have to know the answer for sure. But does anybody know what's going on where Popeyes and White Castle were there in front of Big Lots? Or what might be coming to the Ponderosa or the old Ryan's building out here in the Meyer parking lot? If you know, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, my little weather report here says 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies. I don't know. I was just out at McDonald's, and it was pretty gloomy out there. I don't know if it's partly cloudy. Does partly cloudy also mean partly sunny? Somebody more into the weather would have to fill me in on that one. I'll tell you one thing I want to talk about, and then we got a big subject to get into here this morning. But, you know, I still have email. I know a lot of people have went into the text stage and that sort of thing, but I still use my email. And the last 2 weeks, and really the last week especially, I have gotten more political ads in my email than I think ever before. Like this morning, let me count them here this morning. When I woke up this morning, and now this is just from overnight, because I have to delete them every morning. Just from overnight last night, starting at 12:03 a.m., I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 political ads overnight. 8 political emails. Now, that's just from midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 hours. And they come all day. They never stop. And we've still got 60-something days until the election. Well, no, probably 50-something days now. We're getting closer, I guess. Maybe that's why I'm getting 9 to 10 emails in 8 hours. But does anybody else still use email and they're getting a lot of these political ads? I'm just shocked at the number of political ads that come. I don't think I'm very rarely getting any other junk email. It's all political ads. And my question is, does anybody read these emails? I mean, I don't even look to see who they're from, really. Once I see that it's been identified as a political email, I delete it. Because I'm not going to read. Well, what am I going to read in an email that's going to make me vote one way or another? You know, to me, this is kind of like when people send cards through email. You know, I might look at it, but it's not the same as getting a card in the mail. I mean, you're not going to print it off and keep it, or a lot of times you don't even have a return address. You just have the ability to reply to it. I don't know. I don't really understand that whole political email thing. But boy, I'm getting a ton of them, and I don't really know how to stop them, because you can't really unsubscribe. I've looked for unsubscribe buttons. You know, they'll all stop the day after the election. But I don't know this year what is causing such an uptick in political emails. Because it's not really a political year. I think here locally all we got going on is one commissioner race. And we also have the fire station levy for the new fire station. Statewide, we have the state holder offices, governor, treasurer. We have the senator race. And I guess apparently I was reading in the newspaper this morning, I guess that President Trump was in Ohio backing J.D. Vance. Now, I don't know how that one's going to go. To be honest with you, I have my thoughts on the governor's race, and I have my thoughts on the treasurer's race, and I have my thoughts on some of the other races going on statewide. But that Senate race for Rob Portman's seat, I really don't know how that's going to go. They're both, neither one's an incumbent. Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance. I know they're spending a lot of money on ads because I see them on the internet and television all the time. And ex-President Trump now has been in Ohio backing J.D. Vance. I don't know. Do you think Trump backing J.D. Vance is going to put him over the top? It certainly did in the primary. So there's a good shot, I guess, that it could happen. I guess there's also a good shot that it might work against him. I don't know. I know that when Trump announced he was backing DeWine, you did not hear a lot from Mike DeWine on that, which I thought was kind of strange. I thought he would be happier to get the president's endorsement. This morning, I believe, is the... See, I don't know. We might be losing audience this morning because it is the funeral, I believe, for the Queen of England, which I believe started at sometime 5 a.m. This morning on over in England, Eastern time. Yeah, I was looking at it here. Queen Elizabeth II's coffin is being taken on a gun carriage from Westminster Abbey for a last procession through the heart of London. The coffin is being transported to Windsor outside the British capital, where the former monarch will be laid to rest on Monday. So I guess the Queen is now making, or has probably made, her final trip, because I believe the funeral would have started this morning very early. Let's see. Well, that was 53 minutes ago, so maybe not. I don't know what time it would have started this morning. Does anybody have their television on out there watching the funeral for the Queen of England right now, also listening to this show? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Little Brown Jug coming up this Thursday. That's always a big event here in Marion. Does anybody go down to the Little Brown Jug from Marion? Play some bets on races, have some fun at the Delaware Fair. Delaware Fair comes a little late in the fair schedule, but the Little Brown Jug always seems to carry it every year. Now, it's going to be interesting this year because the first day of fall is Wednesday. And from what I have seen on the weather reports, Thursday is supposed to start the cooler weather. We're supposed to be in the 80s today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then starting Thursday, it looks like a high in the 60s from then on. So these might be the last few days for air conditioning, the next 3 days. So we'll see how all that shakes out. But does anybody go down to the Little Brown Jug, 740-751-4038? Are we going to get our Post Malone update here this morning from the big concert yesterday? You know, and again, Saturday night, I listened to some Post Malone music with somebody else because I said, now, have you ever heard Post Malone? Here it is. And it doesn't go over very big. You know, so there must be something else about this person that's of high interest, because it just doesn't seem like the music is really pushing that over the top. But hopefully we get a report this morning in the next 30 minutes here about how the concert went yesterday and how many people attended and so on and so forth. And what the real reason is that Abby likes Post Malone. There's got to be something under that. Because how do you go from Garth Brooks to Post Malone? That's very eclectic music. Now, another big story over the weekend is the Kroger possible impending strike. Now, here's how I have this story so far. And it's a very interesting story. Apparently, the Kroger union, the employee union, has not been able to come to terms with the company on a new contract. So I guess late last week, they had a third version of the contract put in front of them, and the Kroger employees rejected that third contract and also said they gave the union authorization to strike. Now, they have not went on strike yet, but I guess they're giving the company one more chance to come back to the bargaining table before they would go on strike. And the company, over the weekend, released some of the details that are in the Kroger employee contract, I think to kind of say, hey, listen, this is what we're giving them. Isn't this good enough? So I don't know. It all comes down to public opinion with a strike, to be honest with you. If because the stores, obviously, and we have two Kroger stores here in Marion, obviously it comes down to are people going to shop at Kroger if the employees go on strike? And it's also my understanding, after reading the material, that you can't just go on strike right away. That you have to give the company, I think it's 5 days' notice. Now, I could be wrong on that. But once you say you're going to go on strike, you got to give the company 5 days' notice that you're going to go on strike. But that has not been decided yet, because I do think that the union gave the company a timetable to say, well, you can still come back to the bargaining table, but if you don't come back to the bargaining table by this point, we are going to go on strike. Now, the question is, will people stop shopping at Kroger if the employees go on strike? I don't know, because that will be the bottom line. Because clearly, if people keep shopping there, the company is not going to lose any money, and the employees being on strike isn't going to hurt them, because they'll just hire new employees. But if people stop shopping there and they get a lot of bad publicity because of this strike, well, then they'll probably try to settle with the employees. You know, this reminds me of the old Tecumseh situation and the old power shovel situation. We really have not had anything like this in Marion for a long time. I don't know of a union going out on strike. I remember when the teachers union was having an issue with the city schools. I remember that, but I think they just worked a contract. I don't remember them going out on strike. Now, they might have, and my mind might just be foggy. But it seems to me like they just worked a contract. They wouldn't enter the building until a certain time, and they left the building at a certain time, and they didn't do anything extra. And then the issue was solved. And hopefully that's what happens with Kroger, too, because I don't think anybody wants to see picket lines and that sort of thing. But, you know, I was talking with somebody yesterday about this, and I said, you know, Kroger's got a pharmacy in there. And if you've got your prescriptions at the pharmacy, you're probably going to go in there and get your prescriptions. So is it really going to stop people from shopping at a store because the employees are on strike? And this could come down fairly quickly. Does anybody have any thoughts on this one? I'd really be interested to know what the public opinion is. Are people going to stop going to Kroger because of a possible strike by the employees? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think that public opinion will go with the employees, or do you think that public opinion will go with the store? And, you know, I know there are a lot of items in Kroger that people just like. So they want to shop there. Now, obviously, there are other grocery stores in Marion. We have Save-A-Lot. We have Aldi. We have Meijer. We have, King Saver over in Marion. So, I don't know. And will it be a peaceful strike? You know, the idea in the beginning is always to have a peaceful strike, but unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't turn out that way. Because I assume there would be pickets. I don't know that for sure, but I assume if the employees are out on strike, which is all the employees in the stores, and we have two stores here in Marion, quite a few employees at the Delaware Avenue store, I would think there would be a lot of picketers. So what do you think? Somebody's got to have an opinion on this. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 35 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Give me a buzz, and we can also figure out if the phone is working, because we have not had a phone call this morning yet, and I'm a little nervous on if the phones are back up working. I don't know if that was just a glitch on Friday night or what that was, and it's so strange to me because nothing has been changed on the soundboard. So I have no idea why the phones were not working on Friday night. So give me a call here so I can check out the phones and make sure that you can hear me and I can hear you. And let me know if you have an opinion on this impending strike coming up here with Kroger. If the company doesn't come back to the bargaining table, which again, maybe they will. If they do, I think that'll make everybody happy. I think the employees will be happy. I think the company would be happier. It just becomes a mess. I'm telling you, oh, thank goodness we're getting a phone call here. Let's say a little prayer right now that somebody is going to be able to hear me. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I can hear you okay. I've got you on my laptop. Now, I did have you on my phone, but I didn't want to try to call.
Yeah, I don't know what happened Friday night, but both Sarah and Adam said they could not hear me, so I'm glad that whatever happened, maybe it was just a phone issue Friday night.
Okay, and about the Kroger thing.
Yes.
Now, is the pharmacy under the same contract? That would make a difference.
I believe the my understanding, and I may be wrong, but my understanding of this is that everybody who works in the store is under the same contract except the salaried managers. They are the only people who are not members of the union. So, but I believe the pharmacy would still operate because they would bring in temporary employees to fill all the positions until the thing was settled.
Yeah, because that's wherein the problem would lie then, because I know, because when I worked in my younger days, I was a union, and if it means crossing a picket line, I'll have to let my favorite Kroger products go.
Well, that's
until the strike would be over.
Well, that's the big, because I am aware that there would be a picket line. I do know that would happen. It'd be a peaceful picket line, but there would be a picket line at both stores, which I don't think has ever happened. And the question then becomes, will people shop there? Because that's eventually what's going to settle this. Because if the company feels that they aren't losing any money, well, they're not going to be in any hurry to settle. But if they are losing money, well, they might be in a hurry to settle.
Yeah. Well, I for one would not cross the picket line, even though there are certain products that I don't like to buy anywhere else but Kroger. But when it would come to that situation, I wouldn't cross the picket line because I've been in that situation, been on that side of it.
Well, we're going to keep people abreast. Yeah. The timeline of it is supposed to, because the strike has already been authorized by the employees. So I guess what happens now is the union has went to the company and said, you have until this date to come back to the bargaining table. And a matter of fact, and I think it's today. So if the company refuses to come back to the bargaining table today, the union has to give the company 5 days notice. But if the union would call for the strike today, I guess that would mean that the strike would start Friday or Saturday this week.
I better stock up.
better get to Kroger. But you know what? Maybe they will come back to the bargaining table. I don't know.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen because, to be honest with you,
no, because it usually never ends well. I mean, it can start out friendly, but I've seen it go bad.
Well, and I also know a lot of animosity builds up because the managers are salaried, so they have to cross the picket line. And you, you know, you work with these people, and these managers are helping the store continue to operate, so a lot of employees get very angry with them.
Yeah, I know that's a bad situation there, too, because I have a family member that is in the management with Kroger, so it would be, you know, be a touchy situation there.
Well, it is, and you know what, to be honest with you, I imagine that the management probably sides with the employees, but, you know, they don't want to not get paid. So,
right.
It's tough.
They are stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Well, they are, and also, it's not going to be any walk in the park for them, because they'll be the only employees left that were there before the strike to try to manage all these temporary people.
Yeah, it will be a gigantic mess if it happens, so I hope, pray that it doesn't.
So I'm with you. I hope they're able to just come back to the table and figure out what they need to do.
Yeah, okay, that's what we'll do. We'll hold that good thought and pray about it.
Absolutely, and hopefully I'll have an update tomorrow morning about it.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I hope other people can hear you, too. I don't know why they're not calling.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that's interesting you bring that up. I think what happened was, when we switched over to digital, a lot of the people who normally, because I get messages, I got a message here from Mary, I'm going to answer her question in just a second, but I think a lot of people who were the regular callers, now they might not have access to internet, but I still hear from a ton of people who listen to us at work, but if you're at work, it's hard to call in.
Yeah, I know it was hard for me at first, and I don't listen as much as I did before because I had my little clock radio beside the bed, and it would come on automatically every morning, and there you were, right there.
Right.
And now I have to get up and turn on my Roku on the TV to get that tuned in that way, or my phone. When I have it on my phone, then I don't like to have to try to make a phone call.
Right, right.
Because it cuts off and everything. So.
Well, there is still a chance. There is still a chance one day we might get this all ironed out with the FCC. So who knows? Maybe this might be a temporary thing.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see.
But that's right. Just like the union. We'll just have to send good thoughts and wait and see.
That's right.
Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Trish out there and Mary listening. Now, Mary's question was, what are the issues involving the strike? Hours, money, working conditions? Now, to be honest with you, I have not been on the inside of this. I don't think it's hours, and I don't think it's working conditions. I haven't heard anything in that regard. Now, I think all strikes have something to do with money. See, it's hard to say, because I'm really kind of confused about the whole thing. To be honest with you, what I hear from employees, and this is the best I can speak to, what I hear from the full-time employees is health insurance and, yes, wages. Because I think the pandemic made people, because, you know, grocery stores were open during the pandemic. And at one point, there was a pay bump, I think they called it hero pay or something, for the people who worked during the pandemic. Well, then that was taken away. And I think that really bothered a lot of people at Kroger. So I think that's really, those are the two things that I've heard. You know, they want to make more on the hour, because they were making more on the hour when they were getting the hero pay during the pandemic. And also insurance rates. But I don't know the ins and outs of the insurance policy at Kroger, because I don't have an insurance policy at Kroger, because it's for me, it's always just been a part-time job. So I don't really know the intricacies of that whole situation. But, you know, I'll tell you, though, one thing I did learn yesterday, because I was asking a lot of questions about this. Apparently, if you go out on strike, I don't think you keep your health insurance. I think they still list you as an employee, but I don't think your health insurance stays active. Maybe are only for a period of time, I was hearing yesterday. Strikes are an ugly situation. That's all I know. 45 minutes past the hour. Thank goodness the phones are working. Does anybody have an opinion on this? It's going to be a big thing here in Marion. What places are shopped more than Kroger? Maybe Walmart? I mean, the Kroger on Delaware Avenue is packed all the time. And the one on 95 is certainly busy, a lot busier than it used to be. So again, will the buying public side with the employees, or are they going to side with the management? That's what it'll all come down to. And you know what? And it seems silly to say this, but because I'm sure there will be a picket line. It's going to be cold starting on Thursday, or colder. 60 degrees is the high. You know, to stand outside for however long you have to stand outside and picket, that's not going to be summer weather doing that. So we'll see how that all shakes out. 740-751-4038. Somebody else has got to have an opinion on this. Now, Trish says that she will not cross the picket line, being a union employee, even though there are items at Kroger that she would like to buy. Now, how do other people feel? Are you going to continue to go to Kroger if there is a strike? And I'm not saying there is going to be a strike. We don't have the answer to that yet. There has to be a five-day notice. And as soon as I know, I'll come to you with the answers. But at this point, I don't know. I just know that authorization, and I believe this is the first time this has ever happened in the Columbus area, Columbus market, that authorization has been given and ultimatums are being given. So I guess from the time the strike is announced, should that happen, there'll be a five-day grace period, and then it'll be a strike. I'll tell you what, that will be big local news. Because if you get picketers out front, obviously the people from the Marion Star are going to be over there taking pictures. I don't know. Will they side? Does anybody else have an opinion? Somebody else has got to have an opinion out there. 48 minutes past the hour. Will people side with the employees, or will people side with the store? Because, you know, it's tough if you get your groceries there. I understand that. And as Trish said, there are a lot of items that people just like to get at Kroger. And, you know, it does get ugly, because when you see people still shopping there, or if you're on that picket line, you're probably not very happy with them. To me, honestly, it's just an unfortunate situation. I don't know if I have an opinion on it either way. I'm not that involved in it, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, I haven't even voted in any of the contract negotiations or the strike vote. I just never have been that involved in that part of it. Probably not being there very much is a reason for that. But I certainly have heard all the insides of it being there periodically. Certainly heard a lot about it yesterday. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What do you make of this whole situation unfolding here? And this is a local story, to be sure. Well, first of all, I guess my first question is, do you believe they'll go out on strike? Do you believe the company will come back in and bargain? Or do you believe that the company will say, you know, sorry, go on strike if you want? I don't know. And how bad will that hurt the company? You know, will it hurt the company? It certainly would hurt the employees from the standpoint of paychecks during a strike, I would imagine. But will it hurt the company? Will it give Kroger a bad name in the community? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear your opinions on this. 50 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, last Monday of summer, as fall comes in this coming Wednesday. All right, well, we haven't heard from Abby either this morning to get the Post Malone concert update. I don't know about her at this point. She might have partaken in a little too much livation last night at the Post Malone concert. We're supposed to have an update here, but time is ticking by on this one. We're in the final 10 minutes of this hour to know the questions we want to know. How many people attended? How was the concert? And why does she like him? I don't know if we've ever really got an answer. Because when people say, well, I like his music, okay, but there's got to be more to it than that. So I guess we'll hear from her if she's alive. We don't know if she's alive at this point. You know, maybe she called off work this morning. Can you imagine that? She might have called off work. Oh, wait, I'm getting... Now, see here, this is, again, we don't get the calls, but we get the messages. I'm getting an email here from one of our friends out there, Linda. Tri Rivers bought the old Ryan's building across the road, moving adult education classes over there. And then she's got an opinion here on the strike. I would probably just do more of my grocery shopping at Aldi, as I do most of it there anyway. For one thing, much better parking. Well, there you go. There's another a plus for, I guess, the Kroger employees that our friend Linda here, who sent me an email, says that she would just go to Aldi for the majority of her shopping during the strike. And apparently Tri Rivers has bought the old Ryan's building and is going to use it for adult education classes. Well, that's good. I think that's a very good thing. Tri Rivers must have some dough. They got that new sign out there and buying the old Ryan's and Ponderosa building. So there you go. Tri Rivers has bought that building. It'll be nice to see it up and running again. So now, does anybody know what's going on down there with Popeyes and White Castle, that building? I know they've repainted the whole thing. So... what else? Anybody else have any information on that? 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
One of my passengers was listening to you guys with me just now and said you don't get food stamps either when you go on strike. Is that true?
You know, that's an interesting question. We talked about that yesterday because I was talking to the full-time employees and saying, listen, guys, your pay is going to get massively cut. I mean, you do get some pay if you pick it, but it's certainly not full-time pay. And I said, can you apply for food card? And they really didn't know. If your wage is low, I don't know why you wouldn't qualify.
Because you voluntarily decided not to work?
Yeah, but you're still an employee. I mean, isn't it based on your income? Because you can still have a job and get the food card, can't you?
Yeah, but I don't know the legalities of it. Someone just said, I don't think you can get food stamps if you go on strike. I don't know anything about it. Anything I say would just be a guess.
Well, the big worry that I'm hearing is the health insurance. Because, and I don't know this to be true, but it was just employee talk yesterday, that they will list you as an employee, but since you're not getting paid by the company anymore, I think your health insurance does go away after a period of time.
Definitely things to think about.
So what do you, just, we've had two people say that they would give up, I don't know if you ever shop at Kroger, but they have said
I try not to. They're pretty much the most expensive store in town. I think I've told you this before. I'm an Aldi girl.
Well, yeah, and matter of fact, this past weekend, I was at Aldi myself. But if you were going to shop at Kroger or for something, would the employees striking have any impact in your mind?
Well, yeah, if I couldn't go in there and get what I needed, it'd be, but as you say, there's so many other, it's not like, oh, shucks, I'm going to have to starve now that I can't go to Kroger. I mean, there's just so many other places you can go, but, because I do go to Kroger for, like, some things, like, they have really good meat. I love their meat, so it's fresh, and a few other things, but.
Well, and like I said this morning, I worry about the prescriptions. Are people going to stop going in when they have their prescriptions there?
It sounds like it'll be a mess all the way around, Scott.
Well, it will, so I'm hoping that they come back to the bargaining table and settle this before it gets ugly, but it's going to happen.
Well, I haven't been following the story. What is it that the employees are wanting that they can't have?
Well, this is, again, just what I've heard, because you only hear the scuttlebutt of it. It's money, but apparently in the contract, they want a bigger wage per hour, but the real deal is apparently the health insurance cost is going up, and that's why they want the bump in pay, because the health insurance is going up quite a bit. They're 3-year contracts, I think.
Interesting.
That seems to be the big hitch. And you know what? And I can't, I'm not saying anything negative about corporate or the employees, but I don't think the employees realize that when you go on strike, I know you do get paid something for picketing, as long as you go out there and put your like 20 hours in picketing a week. But it's not going to be what you make full time. And if you live alone or have a family, how long are you going to do that?
Right. Push will come to shove.
It will, and I worry about that. I worry about that. For them, not for myself.
Like the other lady said, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, I'll keep giving the updates.
Okay, see ya.
Good to talk with you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yeah, it's a big story. It's going to be a bigger story if it happens. But again, maybe I'll be able to come on tomorrow morning and say management came back to the table and everything is hunky-dory. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Now, Mary, who was asking me about the reasons for the strike, now, Mary, would you continue to shop at Kroger? So far, Linda said no. Sarah says no. Trish said no. But, Mary, would you continue? I'm just curious. I mean, and if you would, I mean, that's not a big thing. You know what? There are just things people like in stores. I would not fault anybody for continuing to shop somewhere if you like items there. And certainly if you have your prescriptions there, I wouldn't fault you for doing that. I just hope it doesn't turn into an ugly thing. And again, we just found out from a listener, our friend Linda out there, who I love. She's been a listener for so many years and obviously followed us over to the digital world. The Tri-Rivers conglomerate, I guess, has bought the old Ryan's building across the road and is moving adult education classes over there. So we know what's happening there, but we don't know what's happening down where White Castle and Popeyes used to be. I know they've painted the building, but I don't know what's going in there. So if anybody knows, give me a buzz. Or if you have any thoughts on the Kroger situation, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Interesting times that we live in, to be sure. You know, I call that building where White Castle and Popeyes was the curse building. Because everybody wanted a White Castle in Marion for I don't know how long. Years and years and years, and White Castle came in, and within, what, 2, maybe 3 years, it was gone. And then Popeyes came in, and everybody talked about how great Popeyes was, and boy, I don't even think they lasted a year, maybe a year. And they were out of business. So I kind of feel like that's a curse building, but who knows, whatever's going in there maybe could break the curse of that building. I don't know why it doesn't do well. You know, they're right across the street from McDonald's. They're on the busiest road in Marion. It'd be easier to get in and out on that side of the road, the right side. I really don't know why that businesses that have been there have not done well. Maybe there'll be a change. Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break here. We're going to take a break. We haven't heard from Abby on Post Malone. She must still be under the covers with bloodshot eyes. So maybe we'll hear from her at some point. Back in 15. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit.